week, we're in our series, The Long Weekend. And we left the disciples in the midst of their despair. They were locked in their homes for fear of retaliation. Their hopes and their dreams and all the things that they thought were going to happen for them was officially dead. They had died with Jesus on the cross, and they were laying in that tomb. And on that Saturday, they did not know what direction they were supposed to go in. They were in despair. And that was Saturday. This morning, we come to the big show. This morning, we talk about what it's all about. This morning, we find this resurrection of hope that happens for the disciples, because with those disciples, we find something that is incredible there. And I think we're in Mark chapter 16, I'm hoping. If not, we'll be in Luke chapter 24. So, they all said the same thing, the accounts of the resurrection. And there in Mark chapter 16, starting in verse 1, it says, "When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene," wrong one. See, Luke chapter 24, I told you. I had it right in my nose, I just didn't put it right up there. On the first day of the week, there we go. On the first day of the week, pay no attention to. No, it says Luke. Betty? No, I'm going to put it in there. I knew it said I'm... On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came to the tomb, bringing the spices they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. They went in, but did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men stood by them in dazzling clothes. So the women were terrified and bowed down to the ground. "Why are you looking for the living among the dead?" asked the men. "He is not here, but he has been resurrected. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying the Son of Man must be betrayed into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and rise on the third day." And they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they reported all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them were telling the apostles these things, but these words seemed like nonsense to them, and they did not believe the women. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb, and when he stooped in to look in, he saw only the linen cloths. So he went home amazed at what had happened. Let's pray. Father God, we come to you right now, and we thank you, and we praise you for your blessings. Father, we ask right now that you would take this time and use it for your glory. Father, use me as a vessel this morning. May the words that I speak be yours and yours alone. Father, thank you for loving us. Thank you for coming to die on the cross for us. But most of all, Father, thank you for raising Jesus on the third day. Father, we thank you, we praise you, and we ask all these things in the name of your Son, Jesus, and for his sake, and all God's people say. Amen. The events in the last few chapters of all the Gospels are so pivotal to the course of history. But one of the greatest things about this resurrection, this rising of Jesus, is that the resurrection is a surprising and shocking event. Can you imagine that morning? Sorry guys, but the men were still hidden in their houses locked away. I don't. The women left the house that morning. They prepared the spices and they started on their way to the tomb. Because they had one job. Right? They couldn't prepare the body of Jesus properly on the night that he was crucified. So they were going to do it now. I can't do anything else, but I can do this last thing. I can't bring him back, but I can make sure that his body is taken care of. And as they walk, they're thinking, there are soldiers there guarding the tomb. The tomb has been sealed, and there's a stone that is rolled away. How in the world are we going to get in there at all? First, we have to talk the guards into letting us in. Then we have to break the seal, and then we have to find a way to move the stone, and I'm sure it took a legion of soldiers to roll the stone in the first place. They're walking along thinking, how are we going to do this? I need to do this. I want to do this. I don't know how I'm going to do that. But then when they get to the tomb, when they get to the place of his burial, they were met by three surprises that morning. The first one is the stone had been removed. The stone was gone. How that happened, they didn't know. There was an armed guard. It had been sealed, but the stone had rolled away. And they went, okay, one problem taken care of. And then they had a whole new problem, right? Because they look inside and the body of Jesus was not in the tomb. They were shocked. Would you be shocked? I'd be shocked. But walk in and Jesus isn't there. And then the third shock is they're standing there, suddenly men in dazzling white clothing appear, angels, and ask them a simple question. Why are you looking for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. If the resurrection was shocking to these women, we shouldn't be surprised when the world has a hard time. They had been told. They had followed Jesus. Jesus had said, I'm going to have to die. And 3 days later, he said, I'm going to rebuild this temple. He had told them all these things that were going to happen. He had told them the way, but yet they were shocked. They were surprised. Here's the thing. The resurrection should move us to action. Next Monday, we have a full eclipse. And I have watched all over social media as people have suddenly become spiritual. The eclipse is a sign. There's a spiritual meaning. We need to wake up. But the issue is that Jesus said in Matthew 16:4, a wicked and adulterous generation looks for a sign, but none will be given except the sign of Jonah. Quit looking for signs in the skies. Quit trying to give spiritual importance to natural things. The sign of the resurrection should move you. We should move on and act on the supernatural event in history. The rest of it doesn't matter. The resurrection is what matters. The fact that Jesus came out of the tomb is what matters. Is it a wonderful natural event that's happening next Monday? Absolutely. Is it something that we should all look at because it doesn't happen that often? Absolutely. Is it some big spiritual sign? I think the sign of the resurrection is bigger. Remember the rich man and Lazarus? And you know, and Lazarus is there in the pits of hell and the flames. And he says, let me just go tell my brothers. And he's told what? No, because they had the prophets and the law, and they wouldn't believe even if someone came back from the dead. That's the sign. The resurrection is the sign. Jesus is alive. That's the sign. And the angel's message here is, why do you seek the living among the dead? Why do you seek the living among the dead? The message of the angels should move us from feeling to Scripture. Those ladies were upset. Jesus was dead. They had seen his body. They had watched him on the cross. They saw him come down. They watched him be taken and put into the tomb. They knew that he had died. They were upset. They knew what they knew because they had seen it. But yet here the angels looked at them and said, I know what you think you know, but what you do not know is the truth. What the truth is what God has proclaimed. And God has proclaimed that the living is not here among the dead. Jesus is alive. Go and tell his brothers. That's what they said. They said, quit thinking about what you feel. Think about what Scripture says. That's something we need to learn today. So often we live our lives on our feelings. I don't feel like going to church today. Get up anyway. Be where you need to be. Go about what God has for you. I just don't feel the worship. That's an issue with you. Quit thinking about your feelings and move to Scripture. That's what the angels say here. Quit looking at what you're feeling and remember what he said to you. Remember the words of Jesus. Remember how he told you Remember how he told you that he had to be betrayed and crucified and rise on the third day? Remember that he said that to you? When we find ourselves battling these feelings, battling these things that drag us down, what we have to do is go into Scripture and say, I know I feel like this, but I know the Bible tells me this. I feel like I'm not worth anything, but the Bible tells me I'm a child of God. I feel like I can't accomplish much, but the Bible tells me I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I feel like I don't know how to do this, but the Bible tells me He will equip me to do the works that He has for me. We have to move in our lives from feeling to Scripture. It doesn't matter how we feel, it matters what the Bible says. And that's unpopular today. Because we all want to be about what we feel. I need to feel something. If you're always chasing your emotions, you're not chasing the truth. Because sometimes the truth doesn't match with your emotions. It doesn't match what you need. And when you're chasing your emotions, you're going to do this. Woo! I had such a fun time at camp, truly. It was so great. Oh, next week. Oh, it's so bad. My life is so horrible. It's because you're chasing your emotions. Chase the truth of Scripture. Chase what God says. And when you chase what God says and live on what God says, things begin to happen. The message of the angels moves us from feeling to Scripture, but the message of the angels also moves us from death to life. He was dead. They knew he was dead. They saw him die. They saw the soldier stick a spear up in his heart and the blood and water flowed. They knew that he had given up his spirit. They knew that when that body was put in there and the stone was rolled away, he was dead. They knew it. But yet in that moment, the angel said, why do you look for the living among the dead? And they moved him from death to life. So I was talking about the kids just then. We get moved from death to life with the angel's message here. Because who we used to be is not who we have to be. I used to be dead, but now I'm alive. All that stuff that I used to be chained to, all that stuff that used to drag me down has put me where I need to be. And so the message of the angels moves us from death to life. But the resurrection of Jesus also brings a resurrection of our hopes, dreams, and future plans. Can you imagine? Well, of course, the men didn't believe it again. Man, if we don't learn one thing today, I shouldn't say this out loud. Listen to your life. Okay, go. They didn't listen, right? They come running back and they said, We saw the angels. We saw the angels. And they told us that Jesus is alive. They said, remember when they said to us, can you imagine the pride that those men had to have in that moment? When they quoted Scripture to them, when they quoted the words of Jesus to them, and they said, yo, you know, this is nonsense. And they just said, Jesus. They didn't believe. It says, they ran and they told them. And they didn't believe. And so, but Peter got up and he ran to the tomb. And he looked in and he saw the linen cloth, so he went home amazed at what had happened. He didn't know what had happened. He wasn't sure what had happened, but he was amazed at what had happened. The women knew. And in that moment, the women, I can't imagine. Can't imagine. We know there was at least, four of them. Just, can you imagine the excitement? You ever been with a group of teenage girls at a concert? That's kind of what I'm imagining here, right? They are excited. Man, their hopes, their dreams, their future plans, they're not dead. They're not dead. And now, even more so, they're more powerful. Because not only did Jesus say he was going to do something, Jesus did it. And he came back. And now all I'm going to do is wait and do what he told me to do. In that moment, in the resurrection of Jesus, there's a resurrection of hopes and dreams and future plans. Why? What about us? Do we spend a lot of time seeking answers from dead places? There are some answers that Google doesn't know. Yeah. There are a lot of times that we look for answers in places that are not places of life. Why do we look for the living among the dead? Jesus came back. He defeated death. And in doing so, He resurrects our hopes, our dreams, our future plans. Nothing that we thought was impossible is impossible any longer. Because nothing is impossible with God. He proved that with an empty tomb. He proved it. But the message of the angels also moves us from the cross to the empty tomb. We have to take Jesus off the cross. Jesus' sacrifice was once and for all. And then He was buried and raised 3 days later. But so often we seem to keep Him on the cross. So often we are too busy. Barry, you need to write some new songs. Because we sing about the power of the blood and the power of the cross. But I don't know if we sing that much on the power of the resurrection. Because if we don't ever move from what the cross did to what the resurrection does, we're stuck in a place of death. We're stuck in a place where things happen that shouldn't happen. If we don't move past the cross, we miss the power of the resurrection in our lives. Because the power of the resurrection is an amazing thing. It takes us to a place that we've never been before. It allows us to know that there is a hope and a future for us. And that no matter what happens in this world, He has us in the palm of His hand. And there is nothing in this world that we cannot overcome because He overcame the final enemy for us, death. That even when I close my eyes here, I don't have to fear what happens next because I'm going to open my eyes there. That's the power of the resurrection. That I don't have to worry about what this world throws at me because God's got it. Finally, the message of the angels moves us from despair to hope. We've all been in situations that cause us despair. We've all walked through fires in our life that made us doubt whether we could go on. The message of the angels says that we don't have to stay in the despair. We don't have to stay in the hopelessness. We don't have to stay in that spot where we see no way forward. The message of the angel says there is a hope. When you're going through the worst time in your life, there is a hope. When you're dealing with finances, with sickness, with relationships, with school, with anything else you can think of that makes you hit a brick wall. When you hit those times and you feel like I don't know what I can go on, the message of the angel says, do not look to death, look to life. Look to the Word. Look to the Father. Look to Jesus. Look to the One who gives you hope. Because in that hope, you can come through this. The message of Easter is, we don't have to stay where we were. Jesus didn't stay in the grave, and because He didn't stay in the grave, I don't have to be who I used to be. I don't have to be who I was yesterday. I can be somebody different today. And we all would do well to remember that truth. Not just for you, but for all those people around you. Because I've said it before, small town living can be hard. Right? Because I knew her grandma's brother's sister's cousin. I was raised with them. and I know them. So I'll believe it when I see it. But faith comes by hearing, not by seeing. And if someone comes to Jesus and they say, I am different today than I was yesterday, they don't have to prove that to me. They just have to walk it. Start where you are and begin the walk. You know, today, you may be stuck somewhere between Thursday night of the Last Supper and Sunday morning. Maybe you have despair that you don't know how to get past. Maybe this morning you just want to pray. The altar's open, I'll pray with you. Maybe you want to serve in missions or ministry. Maybe you want to join this church in membership. But maybe this morning you've never known Jesus. You've never known the God who stepped out of heaven, who walked a sinless life, who died on the cross for your sins and for mine, who was buried and was resurrected 3 days later. You've never taken that step. You've never said, I want to know Jesus. Now's the time. Don't be scared. Don't be concerned about what everybody else is thinking. It doesn't matter if you're 2 or if you're 200. You know, it doesn't matter how old you are. If you want to know Jesus today, you come down and say, Brother Troy, I want to know Jesus. I want to make sure that when I close my eyes here, that I open my eyes in the presence of Jesus. I want to be sure that I'm like that teabag, that one of these days when my life is over, I'm going to rise. That's what I want to know. If that's you today, you come down and say, Brother Troy, I want to know Jesus, and we'll go from there. But wherever you're at, whatever you need, give it to Him. Let's pray. Father God, we come to You right now, and we thank You, we praise You for Your blessings.